time to talk to me today about your experience in World War II. I would also like to remind you that your memoirs will be used by Texas A&M for academic purposes, and this recording will become part of the Texas A&M archives. To begin our interview, sir, could you please state your name and your age?
My name's Alejandro Arellano. I was born 1926, the 15th of July. So my age is 70 years old.
Okay, sir. And Mr. Arellano, what year did you join the military?
I joined the military 1944, February the 22nd.
Okay, and what military branch did you join?
I went to the Navy.
And did you volunteer or were you drafted to war, sir?
I was volunteer when I was 17 and 7 months
and
old.
And why did you volunteer, sir?
I volunteered because my friends were ready to go on the service, and I want to go with them.
Okay, but at that age, I would imagine that you were underage to join war.
My parents had to sign for me so I could go to the Navy. But we make a little trick on it. My parents don't want to sign, but my friends signed for my parents. So that's why I went to the Navy.
Okay, and they didn't question you? Did they make any type of...
No, they did. Just, they signed the name of my brother-in-law because I was living with him, and my sister's name. So they don't put no attention on it.
Okay. And where were you stationed, sir?
Well, I went to San Antonio to get my examination. And then from San Antonio, I went to Virginia on Camp Perry, Virginia. I was there for 3 months on my boot training. After I finished my boot training, I returned to Alice and 15 days leave. So after that, 15 days, I returned back to Camp Perry, Virginia.
Okay, when you did your boot camping or when you did your basic training, what was it like? Was it what you expected?
Well, the hardest part of it was that you had to know how to swim. Because that's the sport, the important thing on the Navy. And that's one thing I knew all the time because we used to sing on everywhere, lakes, and we used to go play, you know, and we'd swim all the time on the lakes. That's the one thing I knew all the time, swim. So I didn't have no problem finishing my boot training.
Okay, sir. And during this time, there was a lot of discrimination, well, at least here at home in the United States. Did you ever encounter any racial discrimination? How were you treated by your soldiers or by your superiors?
Well, in those days, was a lot of discrimination. But I was treated like a white man all the time, so I didn't have no part of discrimination. Because I used to live with all white people.
Why do you think they classified you as a white person and not a Hispanic man?
Well, because they agree with the president that we had to go like a white. That's what they All on my papers, I have white.
Oh, did you have a little globe or a little bubble that you had to fill in, whether you were white or black or Hispanic? Did they not have a Hispanic little bubble on the form that you filled out?
Well, we filled a lot of forms, but they told us not to put Spanish on it.
But was the word Hispanic on the form?
Oh, yes.
Yes, but they told you?
They told us not to put Spanish, to put white. So that's the reason we always white when I was in the service, and I still got quite on my papers all the way.
And how did you feel about signing that you were white? Did you question that?
No. I don't know why they rate us like that, but was it a good thing that they call us white instead of Spanish? Because, like, for instance, when you go out of state Texas, it's no discrimination. The discrimination is in the state of Texas most of the time. But after you go, like, for instance, when I went to Virginia, it was no discrimination. Everybody was the same. Just except colored people and Hawaii.
All right, and were any of your superiors Hispanic?
How's that?
The people that were in command, were any of them Hispanic?
No. We on my division was only three Spanish people, but they were rating the same way I was rating. Now, all just about all the commands we have was white.
Okay. Mr. Arellano, could you describe what living conditions were like during your service? Were the place where you were at, was it clean or dirty, or were you provided with basic necessities?
Well, like for instance, in the Navy, just about all the time. You live clean because all the time you have a place so you can wash your clothes, shave, take a bath, and always live clean. Because if you are aboard ship, you got a laundry where you can wash your clothes, where you can wash your mattress covers and everything, so you can be clean all the time.
Okay, Mr. Arellano, when you left basic training, what company were you assigned to? What was your specialty?
Well, when I left basic training, I went as a boatswain mate on a Navy. A boatswain mate in the Navy is the people that take care of the boats, model launches, ships, and something like that.
And what was the name of the ship you were assigned to?
Well, I was aboard a mine leader. A mine leader, that's the ship that put the mines under the water so that the enemies will get it, see?
All right. And what part of the world were you sent to you left the States?
First, we went to Okinawa. And I stayed there for 3 weeks. After that, we went to Sasebo, and we stayed there for a month. And then we went to a Pearl Harbor, and I got a transfer from the ship to the base of Pearl Harbor. The name of the base was a mine base, and we had mines hiding under the ground with just a big house under the ground where they had these mines. And the only people that knew was the people that were stationed there. Nobody knew nothing about it but the people that were stationed there. And I was stationed there for about, about year and a half, something like that.
Okay. And so, during actual combat, were you ever wounded?
No, I never was wounded. The only wound I had in my body is I cut with a truck because I was fixing a boat. The boat, we call it motor launches in the Navy. And I was fixing that motor launch, and I cut one of my legs. But was not a little big wounded, which is a little cut.
Did you ever have to make use of those little boats that you were taking care of? You know how you told me that those boats were used in case the cap?
Oh, the boat that the monologues that were used when you was aboard a ship and the captain want to go on the island, we had to take the captain on the monologues to the island because the ship was too big to get near the island. So we had to take it on a monologue.
So did you ever use?
Yes, I did it several times because that's what part of my job.
And Mr. Arellano, did you ever see any of your company members die at your site?
No. The only thing, two of my buddies that went in the Navy with me, they were aboard of a destroyer, and they bombed that destroyer, and they were killed in that destroyer. They were friends that we used to live together in Alice all the time, you know. So they stay up there, okay?
Okay, so. And do you think America's involvement in World War II was necessary?
Well, the reason that America was involved in World War II because the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, 1941. They were signing peace when Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. That's why America was involved in that war.
And you felt it was necessary for America to fight that?
Well, if something like that happened, they had to go. They had to do that.
And when you came back to America, sir, what rank were you after you left the Navy? What rank were you?
Well, when I left the Navy, I was a second class booster mate. That's a rating that all the ships have, because booster mate, the work you do aboard ships is to get the people ready to go to work, to see that people do the work, that board ship, and have everything clean. That's the job the booster mate do aboard ship.
And did you receive any medals or any type of recognition for servicing your country during World War II?
Well, I received the silver medal because on good conduct. That's why I received it.
Okay, and when you came here to America, did you feel that the average citizen respected you for being a war veteran?
Well, they respect you for several years, but after that, several years, they don't have no respect for them.
Now, why do you say that?
I don't know why, but they ought to have respect for the people that went in World War II, because the World War II was one of the wars that was very important for the United States.
In what way do you feel was very important for the United States?
Because if the Japanese or the German, but the two nations that were together fighting with the United States, if they would get here, nobody was living right now, because they were trying to bomb every base on the United States. But that's the best thing that we win up there.
Okay, and as you regressed to being an average citizen, when you came back and became an average citizen, do you feel that you received better opportunities like job opportunities?
Well, that's one thing we had a good opportunity to get a good job, because I worked for the civil service, that's governor job, for 14 years with the Navy, and as a painter. But I was hired to work as a painter inside the governor job, so I quit working with the governor and go work for companies, big companies, as a painter. But because, for instance, when you work as a painter with a big company, you get more money as working with the civil service.
Okay, and as a veteran, you were entitled to certain benefits. Did you have any trouble collecting them when you came back to America?
Well, not me, but several people had pretty hard time collecting everything. But I had everything perfect, because I was getting a paycheck every month after I got the date. And after that, we had a school, GI school going on. And that's when I finished my high school and got my diploma as a GI Billerites.
And were you giving any cash benefits when you came back? For service in your country, did you get like a big check for having gone to World War II? Did you get anything like
well,
that?
Well, when you got out of the out of the Navy, you get $5,000 for being serving United States Navy for 4 years, and then you get your check every month besides $5,000. Because it was volunteer and serve on the United States Navy or any place, Air Force, Army, Marine, you get the same thing if you volunteer.
And what about medical benefits? Did you get any medical benefits after you came
well,
back?
Well, for
and do you have them up to this date?
You get like for instance, we got pretty good hospitals that belong to governor. Like for instance, in San Antonio, we got Eddie Murphy. That's belong to all military people. See, you can go up there if you see. You can go up there and they treat you the best way you can get.
Okay. And sir, at this time when you came back from World War II, were you ever involved with any type of organization like the GI Forum? Or did you ever get a chance to meet Mr. Hector P. Garcia by any chance?
Well, I went to the GI Forum, and I stayed there on the GI Forum for about 5 years. And I was involved with Hector P. Garcia a lot of meetings we have, and he was a really, really good man. He was one of the best men we ever have, in Spanish.
What do you think Hector P. Garcia did for the Hispanic population?
Well, he did several things. Like for instance, he fought for people that, like for instance, in George West, we had one of the military people passed away, and they didn't want to receive it at a funeral home because he was Spanish.
Do you remember this person's name?
No, I don't. But,
do you know if this person was Felix Longoria?
But he went up there, back to Pangasia, he went up there and fought for the rights of that gentleman that passed away. And after several months, they closed that funeral home because of that. And he did something like that for a lot of places, not just in Europe West, like for instance, I think in San Antonio they did several things like that. And he was really a really good man.
Did he ever hold any marches or parades or anything like that?
Well, when I got the United States, and we got in San Francisco, we had bands, we had big dinners, we had dances.
Was this sponsored by Hector P. Garcia, do you know?
Well, Hector P. Garcia was there. He was there to receive us. A lot of big mess like that. We had another one that Kike de la Garza. He's from the valley. He was a prayer.
And he's who was he, sir? Who was Kike de la Garza?
Kike de la Garza is one of the state representatives from the state of Texas. He was a big man in those days, and now he retired.
Okay. Sir, at the beginning of the interview, you mentioned some buddies of yours had made you want to join the military. Did they come home safely?
Did they what?
Did they come home safely? Are they still alive?
Well, two of them. There's the one. One live in Corpus and the other one live in San Antonio. But two of them passed away of burn. The name of the guys that passed away of burn was Venancio Martinez and Israel Gomez, they passed away of burn. Because they were aboard of a destroyer, and the destroyer got hit, and that when they passed away, and that combat.
Okay, and those two that came back home safely, are they still alive?
They're still alive, and we get together sometimes, you know, like for instance, we go dancing, go talk to each other on telephone. And they're still alive. They're still my friends. They're good, really friends.
And what is your view of the war now, after you know everything that you do about what goes on in wars? Would you ever volunteer again?
Well, if I have to go to service again, I'll volunteer again, because if you volunteer, you get the best opportunities. Like for instance, if you volunteer, you can go to Navy, Air Force. That's the best ranks on the service, Navy or Air Force. Because if you volunteer in the Navy, you always lead team. Air Force is the same thing. So that's why I volunteer.
And
if you go drafted, they put you every for instance, if you go drafted, they put you Army or Marine. That's the ranks that they had to fart on the ground all the time and be dirty for several months, something like that.
When you have gotten together with your buddies, you tell me you still talk to them. How do they feel about America's involvement in the war? Do they feel the same as you, or do they have a different view?
Well, they feel the same way because they knew we were doing something good for the United States.
Well, sir, to finalize our interview, Mr. Arellano, I would want to ask you. Sir, and did your friends, those buddies of yours, when they came home, did they receive any medals of recognition for servicing United States in World War II?
Well, they received the same thing I received. They were there because after we came home. We met several times and talked about it, you know, and they told me that they received the same thing I did.
Well, sir, Mr. Arellano, I would like to thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you, you know, getting off work to help me with this interview. So on behalf of myself and Texas A&M, I would like to thank you very much.
Well, thank you, too.
Okay, sir, thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you.